Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of heightening and accelerating energy to embody, remember, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And I am your guide on this journey and this sound activation. A little bit of housekeeping before we get started. This is an energetic healing. This is a sound transmission. It's an activation. So I encourage you to light a candle, burn a little bit of incense, create a sacred container around you. Make sure you are in a quiet space where you can either lay down or be seated comfortably, completely undisturbed for about the next hour and change, and really allow you yourself to focus on what is being received, on healing, on activating, on receiving the information, the downloads, the inspiration that we need to ground ourselves in our incarnation. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not try to meditate. You can listen to this in the background, that's fine, but please just don't try to meditate. Safety first. And one final thing, if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch off to a platform that does not cut into the body of this transmission with advertisements. We're creating a sacred container. We do not need or desire squirrely information or whatever nonsense coming in the middle of us meditating and attempting to connect to our guides and divine inspiration. So if you're listening on iHeartRadio, please switch off to Spotify or a platform that you know does not cut into the body with advertisements. You can also listen for free as many times as you want on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. It is linked below in the show notes. And without further ado, this is the sound activation, the companion episode for the full moon eclipse in Virgo. We had, also Mercury's going retrograde, so we're bringing all of this energy into this sound activation to allow us to align with our soul, with the divine, with our true essence, and to surrender. Allow yourself to clear and be cleared of whatever is no longer needed in your life. Eclipses are a time for powerful change and transformation. As are retrogrades, we are in a Venus retrograde going into the Mercury retrograde. Full moons are a time of illumination and divine inspiration and wisdom, accessing that wisdom, embodying that wisdom. So this activation is going to support us in activating and receiving all of these energies. If you have not listened to the episode where I talk about the energies of this full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo, please do so after the sound activation. And without further ado, let's get started. Long deep breathing. All you need to do is be open to receive, be in a comfortable seated or lying down position, eyes closed. Long deep breathing. You can have your hands at your sides, palms up to receive the energy, or your right hand on your heart, left hand on your womb space, your sacral, your hara. Long deep breathing, allowing the breath to ground you into your body. As I call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the ruhau, I call upon the ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. I ask that the north and the element of air bless us with inspiration, with mental clarity. Allow us to align with transformation of our thought patterns, our beliefs. As I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of the mind and body, I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with the sacred breath of life, nourish nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. Bless us with healing. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us, I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking them to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, of abundance, fertility, creation, healing. Bless us with emotional clarity as I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition. Allow us to deepen our connection to our intuitive guidance, to our intuitive gifts, to our sight, to our hearing, to our feeling. Bless us with emotional clarity, with the healing and the purification of our hearts and our womb spaces. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, of transmutation, of alchemy. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call upon you, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with truth, allowing us to perceive, receive, know the truth, embody it. Bless us with courage, strength, and fortitude. Allow us the courage to transform and be rebirthed in deeper alignment with truth and with the Huba, with our soul. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Huba, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire of the soul, desires in alignment with the eternal light of your soul and the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to connect even more deeply with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, asking that you bring in the blue flame, allowing the blue flame to purify and alchemize any denseness, any energies that are not in alignment with the highest light from our space, from our physical, emotional, energetic bodies. Bless us with courage and protection as I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence. I call in her golden light. As I call upon the Divine Mother, Father, Alaha, Source. I call in Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Lover and Beloved. Activators of the Divine Union Template. Allow us to come into divine union. our soul with the Beloved, the Divine. As I call upon Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage to be here with us, welcoming in our spirit guides and all of the angels and ascended beings of the highest light and the highest levels of unconditional love, pure, true love. Teach us and allow us to walk in the way of love, embodying the sacred light of the divine that we are. I call in the Pleiadians, the Seven Sisters, the Hathors, and their healing energies. I call upon the energies of this full moon in the sign of Virgo. I call upon the frequencies of this lunar cycle of Pisces Adar, the Gimel and the Kuf, the Aramaic frequencies of creation that created Pisces and Neptune. The strength to surrender, trusting that we are held by the divine, letting go and shedding the layers of ego that keep us small, so we may align with the vastness, the infinite nature of our soul, of our oneness. Breathing in the golden light of Shekhinah into the Heter, into the crown, allowing her to strengthen our connection to the divine, clearing away the veil, the illusions of separation we may be holding on to, allowing us to receive and to know our infinite oneness and connection with Divine Mother Father, Allah. Bringing the golden light into the Chokhmah to the right of your right ear and the Binah to the left of the left ear. Allowing these Sephirot to be filled with golden light as we cleanse and purify any veils, any distortions, any separation that we have from our intuition, our inner knowing, the wisdom of lifetimes that exists within us. Strengthening your vision, your knowing, your wisdom, your understanding, your discernment, as we clear away the veils and the distortions that arose from lifetimes of being cast off, ostracized, judged, shamed, guilted, even maimed and killed, reducing those lifetimes to negative infinity. As we bring healing to those parts of ourselves, understanding, compassion, compassion, letting go of the fear of our knowing and our gifts, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to alchemize these fears. Breathing the golden light into the Hesed, the right of your right shoulder, and the Gevura to the left of the left shoulder. Breathing the golden light into the Sefirot, liberating the authentic expression of your voice, of your soul, strengthening the power of the word, clearing away gag orders, vows of silence, religious orders, religious vows, agreements and contracts entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously, dissolving these into the golden light. As we liberate our ability to express ourselves authentically, to speak our truth in alignment with the heart and with the soul. Bringing the golden light to the thyroid, to the throat, to the jaw, to the shoulders. Allowing these areas to be filled with golden light. Allowing the vocal cords to be strengthened and the true expression of your voice to be revealed. As we breathe the golden light from the Gevura, the left shoulder, down into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing the golden light to expand in your heart, encompassing the heart and the high heart, the Hathor chakra, allowing the heart to open as we dissolve the walls, the separation, the layers of protection we have placed around our heart in an effort to keep ourselves safe. Allow the golden light to begin expanding the heart, surrendering these walls into the light, allowing yourself to receive love, allowing the unconditional love of the divine to flow effortlessly into your heart, healing any wounds, any grief, any loss, any heartache. Anywhere that we hold on to resentment, to judgment, allow the golden light to begin softening these hurts, allowing them to be replaced with pure love, with the frequency of forgiveness, understanding, grace, harmony, love, peace. Image of your physical heart, of your lungs, chest and beginning to smile. Envision a smile within the heart, a smile within your lungs, a smile in your chest cavity. Allow yourself to be filled with love. From the Tiferet, allow the golden light to expand into the Netzach, the right of your belly button, your torso, and to the Hod, to the left. Activating the Sefirot, strengthening our solar plexus as we clear away guilt and shame and feelings of unworthiness. Anywhere we feel we don't deserve, whatever it is that we don't deserve, allow the golden light to breathe into these spaces where we feel unworthy and dissolve these illusions. Strengthening our connection to our self-mastery, as that is power. Power is not something we hold over another. It is a mastery over the self. So strengthening our connection to our mastery, our self-mastery, as we dissolve any hooks, any cords, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power, our worth, our sovereignty to anything, anyone outside of ourselves. Calling our power back to us, returning to sender all energies that are not ours to carry. Allowing the higher I am, the I am that is in alignment with the soul I am, to be activated as we surrender the ego to the soul. Envision these agreements dissolving as we strengthen the golden light in the solar plexus, in the Hod, in the Netzach. breathing the golden light from the Hod into the sacred waters of your Yesod, into the womb, the foundation. Allowing the waters of the sacred womb to be purified, to be activated by the golden light of Shehinah. Clearing away guilt and shame and loss and heartache. Anywhere we feel disconnected from our womb, from our creation energy, from our sexual energy. Bringing the golden light to these spaces. As we bring healing into those parts of ourselves that have been wounded, hurt, betrayed, dissolving guilt and shame, clearing any religious vows, any orders, any agreements, contracts entered into, marital vows, dissolving any engagements, betrothals, all agreements that gave anything, anyone outside of us power over our creation energy. Ownership, cancel, clear, delete. Feeling our sovereignty in our womb space. Our ability to flow, strengthening our ability to experience ease. Strengthening our ability to create, to birth and conceive the light. To birth the light into the physical, into the manifest world, into the Malchut. Clearing karmas, traumas, limiting beliefs. Breathing the golden light even more deeply into the waters of the Yesod. Breathing the golden light of Shehinah into the Malchut, into the root, to the feet. From these spaces, we clear away the guilt, the shame, the fear, scarcity, programs of lack and limitation. As we strengthen our ability to manifest into the physical world, to know that we are powerful co-creators of our reality, strengthening our ability to take responsibility for our creations. Strengthening our ability to retool and refashion our lives in alignment with the light, with creation. strengthening our connection to the earth, bringing our awareness back to the waters of the Yesod, envisioning an umbilical cord of golden light beginning to form in the waters of our sacred womb. Envisioning this golden umbilical cord of light extending down through the Malchut, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet, to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia, to the Earth, and traveling deep through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, through the sands and the rocks, through the kingdoms within the earth, until your crystalline, your golden umbilical cord of light reaches the crystalline womb space of Gaia. Feel your connection to her womb space. Feel her love, the stability, the abundance she provides, the protection. Allowing whatever needs to be surrendered. If we hold on to baggage, beliefs, thought patterns, traumas, karmas, baggage that is no longer ours, that we no longer wish to hold on to, dense energies, allow Pachamama, Mother Gaia, to alchemize these energies. Bringing her the sustenance as she dines on dense energies, on Hucha, and alchemizes it into light, into Sami. Breathing the golden light into the crystalline womb of Gaia. And allow yourself to receive a brilliant diamond light emerging from her crystalline womb, wrapping around your golden umbilical cord, intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah as we make our way up through the layers of earth into the energy and physical body, into the Sephirot, bathed with the crystalline diamond light and the golden light of Shekhinah. Allowing these two energies to form a magenta flame in the Yesod, a turquoise flame encompassing the high heart and the heart, and a violet flame at the third eye. Bring yourself into the cocoon of the magenta flame in the Yesod, as this is a time for deep rebirth and transformation. Feeling the magenta flames alchemizing your physical body as we merge into the infinite within the waters of the Yesod, within the waters and waters of the Avun, of the cosmic womb of creation, the great Mother Father. In the vastness, the limitless waters of creation, you feel the energies of all of your guides, all of your angels, all of the ascended beings that guide you as a part of you. Allow each of them to activate and guide you in receiving as we open Ephatah. Thank you. vastness of the cosmic womb in the waters. Feel yourself begin to take form. First into a magenta flame. And as that magenta flame begins to get brighter, it's transporting you into the waters of your own Yesod. As we begin to see our spirit guides and the angels and archangels around us, feeling all parts of your being contained within the magenta flame in your Yesod. And as we call all parts of ourselves into this moment, into the here and now, we give thanks as we expand to fill every muscle, every organ, every bone and nerve and cell in our physical bodies. Feeling our energy expand outwards from the magenta flame. Breathing deeply, wiggling your fingers and your toes as you turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, remain in your position. Just breathing as we give thanks and integrate what we have received. In gratitude to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, to Archangel Raphael, to the south, the waters, the Maya, Maim, and the Shemaim, and Archangel Gabriel. To the east, the fire, the Nukhra, and Archangel Uriel, and the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. We bow our heads in reverence, in gratitude for all that we have received. We give thanks to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest frequencies of love, to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, to the Pleiadians, the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, to the energies of this full moon in Virgo, the Yud, the Resh, frequencies of the Mercury retrograde, thanking us for allowing us to go deeper and cultivate our wisdom and discernment. To the frequencies of this Pisces portal, the Huf and the Gimel. To the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, to the divine Mother, Father, Allah, and to all of the light beings and ascended beings who guide and support us, we give thanks. Breathing deeply into the waters of your Yesod, wiggling your fingers and your toes once more, feeling all parts of your being in the here and now, opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for the sound activation. Please make sure that you drink plenty of water, nourish your body, take a salt bath, hug a tree, walk in nature, journal, pay attention to your dreams, but most of all, take care of yourself, take care of your sacred vessel, drink plenty of water. These energies will be flowing through you for the next few days. You can revisit this as many times as you need, as you desire. And always remember that you can come back to this space of wisdom, of expansion, of love. This is all within you. I thank you so much for joining me. If you enjoy this, of course, like, subscribe, share. You can follow me on YouTube subscribe to my YouTube channel at Audia Lara. The link is below. I share longer format videos and share mini sound activations, practices, mantras, all kinds of goodies to aid us. And of course, you can find me on Instagram at Audia Lara and at Embodying the Shehina. All the links are below. And I wish you a beautiful day of the goddess, a beautiful day if you happen to listen to this on any day other than Friday when this is released. Make sure you take this time to ground. Retrogrades and eclipses are powerful energetic portals that really allow us to liberate ourselves from the illusions and the false layers of self that we hold on to, that we think is us but really isn't. So allow yourself to shed. This is a great purging. So allow yourself to go on that journey and just surrender. Trust that the divine is aligning you ever more deeply with your soul and with what you yourself are here to share and express in this world. Don't forget to listen to the energies of this full moon eclipse portal in Virgo. That is also linked in the show notes. And have a blessed day. Enjoy this time. Try not to kick and scream. I know it's hard. Just ground and drink plenty of water and listen to your body as your body knows exactly what you need. Ahava, blessings.